I'm standing with a man called Mick, who happens to be a landlord of a pub, which, if I mention his second name, you probably would have heard of. Mick Dolan, how you doing?
Very good, how are you? Welcome to Dolan's.
It's pretty impressive. It looks like a small little pub on the outside, and then you can just keep, and first thing that hits you is the smell of the food, which at this time of the night is pretty damn delicious. Bernie's been keeping me working all day. As we came through the bar, you took me up some stairs, and then it just went on and on and on, and we're now standing in a really awesome looking hall. What goes on in here?
Yeah, mainly bands. We're a live music venue. That's it's purpose built live music venue. So we've had a lot of big names here over the years, and it's been good fun. We started off in the first part of the bar when you walked in, and where the arch is, that was the size of the bar in 1994, and we expanded up and out. And we opened here in 1996, this the venue here, and then we opened the venue that you're in upstairs, we opened that 5 years ago, and then we did all the smoking areas because of the new laws that came in here for smoke, and we were ahead of the posse, you know. But it's been good fun though.
So I saw a YouTube poster. They surely were too massive to play.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That was the first time they played in Limerick. Limerick was the first one to put them on the map.
Wow.
And it was £2 for, if you look at that poster, it showed it was £2 at the time.
So, yeah, what would it been in two colours? I thought that was a poster older than the pub.
That's right, yeah.
Did you go to see them play?
I did, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm a fan, yeah.
So, where we are now, you two has a lot to thank, I guess, for Limerick's leg up.
Oh, big time, yeah. Limerick would have been the first one to get them on the map. They won the competition down here in the Old Crescent, and that was the leg up that got them going, you know. So it's great. It's all the history. It's full of history, Limerick. So
Limerick is
home of the Cranberries as well.
Home of the Cranberries.
Yeah, and Munster Rugby. Not to forget.
So why is music so popular here? Because there are certain towns, it happens for a reason.
Yeah, I think it's very vibrant here. If you look at the bands, you see the band that's upstairs as you walk through, they're recording for America for this. They're doing a live recording for a company in America that want to sign them. There's so many bands here that it's a pleasure to be doing live music here, you know. And when you go into the bar here, there's about 10 musicians going to be playing in the bar because the main bar is traditional Irish music. So that's kind of the heart of the place. The rest evolves out from that, you know. So it's great, great fun, you know. My son works here with me as well, and he books a lot of the bands here. So
family business.
Family business. Yeah, I think that's the key of it, you know. My daughter's into music as well, so she's in San Francisco at the moment. So.
So you thought about doing a venue before you thought about whether you'd sell beer, did you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, this is purpose-built, as you can see, as a venue, and that's what it was never going to be a night. We said we'd never have a DJ in here. We do have, actually, but originally it was live music. That was all we were going to do. We didn't really want to evolve into anything else, but times change, and you got to do different stuff, you know?
Is there one band, living or dead? Well, give me one of each that you'd like to get here, if you could.
Phil's never been a friend of mine gone back years ago, so we'd like to have Phil here, but that's not going to happen.
So you were mates with Phil Lynott?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Dublin.
That's one of the many musical tragedies.
I have some pictures downstairs.
So who's played here that you just adore?
We've had Mumford & Son, but we're here about a month ago. They were fantastic. Great show, great live. We had a nice party till about 6 o'clock in the morning. And they've been friends with the Munster teams. The Munster team come in here and do a lot of question and answers in this room as well. We do lunch before some of the matches in Thomond Park, so that's good fun as well. So we never get bored in here.
And you get up stage, you got on stage yourself then?
Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah. They're used to it.
They're used to it. You mean you're just barging in?
That's me, yeah. Take over, yeah. But yeah.
So music's more of a personal passion?
It's a passion, yeah. It's a passion. I mean, I think if this place was run by accountants, it'd be closed a long time before now.
You've managed to survive somehow, and I think it's just the general atmosphere, and I imagine you must know something up to about acoustics if you do a bit of music yourself.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah. We put a lot of work in. I mean, it's not biting having a venue and I have good acoustics. You're wasting your time, so that's number one, you know. And the visual is after that, as you can see.
You're using social media?
No.
You're on Twitter?
Oh, sorry, we are, yes. Yeah, Twitter,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Facebook. Forgot about that bit.
Yeah. Facebook, we have Facebook, yeah. Twitter, all that chat. Oh, definitely, yeah. It's the future. Like, we've gone out of advertising, it's too expensive now, so we're doing a lot on email, websites, all that kind of stuff. So it's great, yeah.
So have you noticed any massive effect with, I was going to try and find a softer way of saying it, economic collapse?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely. I mean, money has tightened up, ticket prices have gone down, beer has gone down, food has gone down, and the government now have dropped the VAT rate on food so to 9%, so from 13.5%, so, you know, that'll all help, you know. But we need loads of tourists, so maybe if you get all your people to come over and visit us while the Queen is coming over, it'd be very nice.
I'd say, is the Queen coming here as well?
She's not come to Limerick, she's gone to Cork and Dublin.
No, I'd be thankful because at the moment it's a nightmare in Dublin, roadblocks and all kinds of packages being left by very generous people. I think that if you did want to get away from, I mean, a lot of people were trying to find sanctuary from the royal wedding because it just turns into a big carnival. So if you are over here and you want to find some kind of sanctuary, what kind of anti-royalist music will you be playing? No, what kind of, who have you got on that week?
Oh, the Wolf Tones, of course.
Fantastic. Well, I'm really impressed, and I'm definitely going to put this on a pin in the map to return when someone's playing. Thank you so much.
Well, we'd love to have you back, and there's always good music here, and you get us at www.dolanspub.com.
You're a professional. I forgot to ask.
Always.